Blog Talk Radio.
With God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon, and I am the spokesman for the King of Glory on Truth on Blog Talk Radio. So it's good to be here. As of the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we thank God. Amen. As the writer Jeremiah, I'm echoing what he said in Lamentations, the third chapter. So it's because of the mercy of God. It's because of the grace of God that we are here. So we thank God to be, it's a blessing to be living in the land of the living and have a mind to run on, like we used to, the old song say, and see what the end is going to be. So, got to know who you are, who you represent. If you name the name of Christ, like St. Paul was writing to his son Timothy, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So, it's good to be here, and so I'd like to welcome all of our LinkedIn connections, Facebook friends, Blog Talk friends, Twitter followers, and Instagram followers. So it's good to be here on Blog Talk Radio one more time. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy hands. So this is the psalmist in the 138th psalm. So that is the awesome and amazing God that we are serving. And so I'm so glad to be here and to be in the number one more time. So having been on, I think this is the first time in 2020 that I've been on. So I'm glad to be here. And actually, we were dealing with the end time signs. And then also, I think I did the mission of the church on my last broadcast, but I'm continuing on from the Godhead, which is the God who is the head of all things, there is only one person in the Godhead, and that is found in Romans, in Acts, and in Colossians. The only three times the word Godhead is found in the Bible. So we are continuing in the Only Believe series. And so End Time Signs, this will be part 23 that we're doing on this afternoon, February the 21st, 2020. I mean, not February, but April the 21st. Excuse me, April the 21st, 2020, that we're doing the part 23 on End Time Signs, or on in our Only Believe series. And so we're continuing on. So I'm grateful to be here. So as we are going to get into the Word of God, so we want you to know, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So this is Ephesians 4:4, 5, and 6, as Apostle Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, which is the Ephesians church, the one of the churches who he started, a Gentile church, and also one of his prison epistles. So, like I said, it's good to be here, and it's so much going on, and didn't even know when I was doing the series on End Time Signs what was ahead. And this, with this, they call COVID-19, this coronavirus, actually really, they said that it actually started sometimes last year. But anyway, supposedly it came, originated in China, and so now it's here, and it got stronger and stronger, I think February, and then in March. And then so here we are, where we are today with this. And so actually, in reality, this is known as a pestilence in the land. And so this is actually one of the end time signs. And so we dealt with a number of end time signs, and we dealt with, out of the 24th chapter of Matthew, that's one of the main ones that a lot of people deal with, because it's talking about when, where, what shall be the end of the time, the end of the world, and the sign of thy coming, and the end of the age, or the earth, or the world, or time as we know it. So it's actually three important questions. But 24th chapter of Matthew, the 13th chapter of Mark, the 17th chapter of Luke, and the 24th chapter of Luke. And then also, as we went along, we realized, I had made a statement, then it hit me about John not writing about the end time signs, but he did in his epistles. He talked about Antichrist coming, and every spirit that confessed not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is Antichrist. And so he was saying there was many Antichrists in the world. Then he was saying, he went on to say, you have overcome them. He's talking about the previous statement that he made, Antichrist. And he went on to say, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we know it's a whole lot of folks. Jesus said in the 7th chapter of Matthew, everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will not enter in, but he that doeth the will of my Father. So he said, I would profess to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So we know Matthew was a Jew, and so his account of Jesus as a king writing to the Jews, he gave his account. And so he spoke of his kingship, who he was, and he actually opened up the church, the revelation of the church, when he's in the 16th chapter, when he said, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he went on to say, I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth Whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So the power, the keys are power and authority. So a lot of people don't understand what they are. You know, they say he went into hell and took the keys from the devil. Like they said, nothing could be further from the truth, because he didn't go into hell. But he preached to the spirits. He preached until he went, descended into the lower parts. The writer says right here in the book of Ephesians that I just wrote, read. And then he was saying he descended into the lower parts. What is it that he that descended is the same that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things? And he went on to say he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the Spirit, unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ, that we be no more henceforth children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, he goes on to say, may grow up in him who is the head of all things, even Christ. So I might have left out a little bit, but I quoted that out of the fourth chapter of Ephesians, starting at the 11th verse. So the ministry is so important. So this is the thing in the last days that people are not doing. So in the 90s is when a lot of things start happening. People start calling themselves apostles. People came out calling themselves prophetess, calling themselves prophets. So there's a lot of hype and a lot of emotion going on, a lot of things that are going on. People are so-called having gospel music, which they don't, many people, God knows exactly, they don't even know who Jesus is. Many of them are not spirit-filled. They are not inspired by God, let alone anointed by God. They're just singing to get the money. There's no spirit, no Holy Spirit in their singing, none whatsoever. So these, all these kinds of things are going on. And so that is what I wanted to do on today, is to bring more attention, to point out things that are going on. So this is actually... like I said, I mentioned about this, what's been going on for the last couple of months, really all over the world, and especially in the United States, we have gotten hit. We have been hit pretty hard with this, and so we don't know exactly where it came from. As far as, I mean, there's a lot of things that contribute to it. But the whole point is God is allowing it. And so that's what we have to look at. So our trust is in him. So as he said when he, in this prayer that Solomon recorded in the Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter, a lot of people use this. They don't use the whole thing, but it's very important. So he goes on to say he had the Lord, verse 12, 2 Chronicles 7 and 12, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. So he's talking about the temple there in Jerusalem. Then he went on to make a statement. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Then he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. And he went on to say, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Then he was going on, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes, my heart shall be there perpetually. So actually, in reality, a lot of people don't like to hear it. This is talking to Israel. They were the people that John wrote when he said he came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So that is Israel. So now he has told us, because remember when Jesus, the Son of God, was doing his earthly ministry, they were still under the law. And that's, remember, he was saying, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. Then he said, it hath been said of old. But three words changed everything. But he said, but I say. So he didn't come, Christ is the end of the law. Paul said in the 10th chapter of Romans, for righteousness to everyone that believe. That's what he was saying. Don't say in your heart, who's going to ascend up to heaven, bring Christ down? Who's going to descend into the depth? That is to bring Christ up. But he was saying, what saith that? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, the word of faith which we preach. So I believe that quote is out of Deuteronomy that Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Rome, which is very important. That was a church that he didn't start. He had heard of their faith, and he wanted to come. He has said he was debtor both to the Greek and to the Jew, to the young, wise and the unwise. And he said, much as lieth in me is, he said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. Rome was horrible. Rome is not God's holy mountain. It never was, never will be. But Jerusalem is God's holy mountain. But he was saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So it is. So it works. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believed, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He went on to say, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And that's in the book of Habakkuk, literal quote, the just shall live by his faith. So we're coming on. And so we know in the last days is where we are now, because actually the church began in the last days. And so the latter rain is what we're pretty much into now. James said that the Lord was waiting patiently for the precious fruit of the earth, that he may receive the early and the latter rain. So we know time is short. When Apostle Paul wrote in the 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and he wrote to the Romans in the 13th chapter, he was saying, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. And so too many people, they got their eyes on things, like Paul said, the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So too many times people are looking at what they see. They're caught up, like Jesus said, like they were in his earthly ministry. They've, because of the fishes and the loaves, you know, so that bread, that's going to perish. But you got to have your, build your hope, like the song says, on things eternal. And so this is what we want to talk about. And so here we are. If it came from hell, or if it came from God, either way, this pestilence, this coronavirus, this they call COVID-19, God is allowing it. So there's a bigger picture even behind it. They want to everybody to get the vaccine. So you got to be careful, because there's, the devil is working, and like Jesus said, so there's a lot of mysteries. And so the mystery of iniquity, even Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, the Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, when he was writing, he was letting them know, you know, about the enemy, the wicked one is going to be revealed in this time. So he said, he went on to say, even when he wrote hundreds of years ago, the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let. So in other words, he who hindereth will hinder. So that's the church. That's the prayers of the people of God are hindering the devil who's from really working the way he wants to work. So we know that's the next big event on the calendar of God is the catching away of the church, or the rapture of the church. In First Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, when he was saying, The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And he went on to say, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So he also talks about it. He talked about the resurrection in the 5th chapter of St. John. The hour is coming when the dead in the graves are going to hear the voice of the Son of God and shall come forth. So he talked about, there's two resurrections. There's going to be they that have done good to the resurrection of life or everlasting life. They that have done evil, the resurrection of damnation. So that just thwarts the notion of people saying that people are in heaven looking down on us,
or people with this doctrine of saying that people are in hell. Nobody is in heaven. Nobody is in hell. But the dead are in a state of unconsciousness. So nobody is in hell. Nobody is in heaven. That's why it's got to be a resurrection. That's why the rest of the dead is not going to live until 1,000 years are fulfilled. This is the first resurrection. He talks about that in the book of Revelation. So we thank God that we're here to just give a little insight, to share, to encourage. So we don't want to have an evil heart of unbelief, as the Hebrew writer says, in departing from the living God. That's an evil heart of unbelief. So like that's what happened to Israel in the provocation of the day of temptation in the wilderness. He said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, or don't harden your heart. So that's biblical terminology. Don't harden your heart, but open up your heart unto the Lord. And so people are turning away from the truth. So we'd like to, should you be listening to this broadcast live, you can call in. Our call-in number is 929-477-2285. That is 929-477-2285. So you are welcome. Your comments pertaining to the lesson, and if you have a question, I would try my best to answer your question. So we thank God that we are here on today. So he goes on here, as we're saying, we're in part 23 of Only Believe, End Time Signs. So like I said, that's quite ironic, us doing all those signs, because I believe ever since I got saved, and I've been in here since 1976, so we were taught that these were the last days. And so that's what the scripture indicates, that these are the last days. And in reality, the church started in the last days. And so there's nothing, absolutely nothing, hindering the Lord from coming back. We know, he said, no man know the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So we know that time is short. And so he told us to be ye also ready, for in such hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So we just have to be ready. In the meantime, we're doing a work, meet for repentance. So we're searching our own hearts. We're trying to be a witness and walk upright. So God knows them that are his, like the scripture says, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So that's 2 Timothy 2:19. So, because there's other people, we don't want to see nobody lost. So you don't want to be have a hard heart and wait until it's too late. Don't be like Jezebel when he makes mention about in Revelation. He said, I gave her space to repent, and she repented not. Now, it's two people. He uses four examples. He said, Esau, for one morsel of bread, he sold his birthright. And so it's in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, I believe. And the 13th, one of those, he was saying that he sought repentance carefully with tears, and he found it not. So there is a point of no return. So, I mean, people are doing things to people, and they don't want to get it in on their deathbed. They're trying to cry out, ask for forgiveness. So we got to be careful, because you want to have a tender heart, because if you're sinning, you're not sinning against people first and foremost. When you sin, you sin against God. And so this is what we have to do. We want to be right. Nobody in their right mind. I used to tell them when I done prison ministry, people in the world would say, hell yeah, or hell yeah, you know, or hell yes. And I mean, people don't know what they're saying, because nobody in their right mind want to go to hell. You should be saying no to hell. Matthew 25:41, hell was created for the devil and his angels. And so we know death and hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. That's the second death. So we go on here. So he says, Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. So that's trouble, trouble in the land. And so not only that, but people falling away, a rejection of revealed truth. And so I got a call here, so let me take this. Go ahead, caller. Oh, it dropped. Okay, you can call back if you sorry, I didn't see your call. So anyway, we're going on here that we're in the last time, and people are turning their way, their ears away from the truth under fables. So the whole thing is you can't base your salvation or even your worship solely on emotion. So we know we are emotional. We are body, we are soul, and we are spirit. But like Jesus said, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So it's so important. So we know what we worship. Like he was saying when he talked to the woman at the well, and he went on to say salvation is of the Jews. So that was the gospel of the kingdom. He literally initially went to the Israelites. They didn't receive it as a nation, so that is why they're blind. What Apostle Paul was saying, that the blindness in part has happened to Israel in the 11th chapter. In the 10th chapter of Romans, he actually talks about his prayer and his desire for Israel is that they might be saved. They have a form of godliness. They have the truth, but not according to knowledge. So in other words, they want God, but they won't. And so he goes on, even as he writes, and he was saying that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, Romans 11 and 29, which simply means God called Israel, God gave Israel the oracles of God, and he's not going to repent or change his mind. And so actually when he wrote to the church, the Corinthian church, in the second chapter of a book, he talks about the veil and Moses, and he was saying which veil is done right way in Christ. When it shall turn to the Lord, then shall the veil be taken away. He's talking about their heart. Then he went on to say, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So in other words, so right now, as we're saying, we are in perilous times, troublesome times. So much is going on. People are getting upset. People are being deceived. People are being seduced. And so he's talked about that time also. You know, people, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. So you don't want to, you know, people get bitter, and it is a reality. Whatever, sometimes people have bad experiences with people, be it, it doesn't matter. And it's like Jesus said, St. John 16 and 33, when he, you know, the previous verses up above, and he was saying, you're going to have tribulation in the world. But he said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So be it if you're in the church or you're not, you're going to have things. You're going to be tried. And so of a truth, you get saved, you're going to be tried. And that's what happened to Job. Faith was on trial. So, Job, you know, and so we are in it. We are there. We can't take ourselves out of a test when we're in it. We got to go through it. So the test came to pass. But it doesn't seem like that in the midst of it when you're going through it, that it's going to pass. But it came to pass. So it's going to come to pass that test came to pass. So it came to pass, it's going to come to pass that test is passed. So, but we don't look at that when we're going through it. We want this over. You know, I don't like this. This is not a good feeling. That's the way it is in the world. You're going to have tribulation. Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he goes on here. And he's saying perilous times shall come. So these are very troublesome times. All kinds of things are going on. People are getting falsely accused of things. All kinds of things are going on. You know, he looked like him, or his name was almost the same as his. You know, just people got accused. People done prison time for a lie, numbers of people. And so, and then they got out, and you know, they can't give you time back. You know, you can give somebody a little compensation, but technology and everything else has gone on. Life has gone on. People have lost relatives or whatever. People have had relatives that thought they were guilty. And that's why I don't like the death penalty myself personally, because people have been put to death. Innocent people have been put to death. Even people who are on death row in this day, even this year. There was a man, I'm told, he was innocent because the person who committed the crime actually came forward and came clean, and they still put the man to death. So we got a rotten system. But God is not playing. He's gonna reign just like He said. Until He has put all enemies under His feet. So God has many enemies, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. No lies of the truth. God is going to deal with every single thing. Nobody or nothing is going to get away. So that's why they sang that song, Get Right With God and Do It Now. Get with God. Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross where He shed His blood. So He is the propitiation for our sins, John says, talking about the church. People already saved. Not for ours only, but He said, but also for the sins of the whole world. So if you make a mistake or if you sin, come clean. Don't lie about it. Come clean. So it's what we have to do. So you want to have a clean heart. Nobody in their right mind want to be lost in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Nobody in their right mind want to go there. Got to be out of your mind. So that's why we're looking into the perfect law of liberty, which is none other than the Word of God. So he goes on here, men shall be lovers of their own selves. So, and then, like I say, I've said it on previous times. So one of the days of Lot and the days of Noah. So we in the sixth chapter of Genesis, man's thoughts were only evil continually. That's why God told Noah to build an ark. Noah didn't build an ark for God. Noah built the ark. God wasn't drowning. Noah built the ark for the people. So it had to be like God said to build it so it would survive the storm. As somebody said, the ship was made for the storm. So the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually. So now you got people doing all kinds of things. So God knows exactly what's going on. His eyes are everywhere in every place, beholding the good and the evil. You can't hide. We can't hide nothing from Him. So He is the all-seeing, great, awesome, and amazing God. And so we can't hide nothing from Him. So He sees everything that's going on in the world, and there's so much going on, and so there's so much wickedness and sin, and so in the days of Lot, he would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah as Abraham began to intercede in the 18th chapter of Genesis. And so it goes on, but ends. He started off with 50, all the way down to 10. If he said, "I won't destroy the place for 10." So he ended up, didn't have it, couldn't even find 10 righteous people. So they said, "We can't do nothing." They told Lot, he seemed as one that mocketh, "You got to get out of here, him and his family. We can't do nothing until you be out of here." So that's why Peter said, "That righteous man vexes righteous, that man vexes righteous soul from day to day with the filthy conversation of the wicked." So he said in the gate of Sodom, So what he did was, he troubled himself. So anyway, they got him out of there, and the Lord rained down fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And so today, that nasty spirit has risen. It never died. And so, I mean, it's back up. It's worse than ever before. And so, and in 2016, the Supreme Court in the United States of America ruled 5-4 in favor of same-sex marriage. And God is not pleased with that kind of foolishness, because a lot of people like my age and our children, they know better. That corruptness, that foolishness, trying to desensitize our grandchildren and the younger generation, that kind of foolishness is right and is not. God made woman for man. We don't know how long Adam was by himself before God made Eve, but he called her, "Woe man, because you came out of man." So it said, "This cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." And so he made the woman for the man. So he didn't make two men for each other. He didn't make two women for each other. And it don't matter who don't like it. It's not going to change. So they're going to pay. So these people, they want that law to pass so they can get benefits. And it's shameful, really, when you even some news programs. I mean, some people, we got anchors on big time stations that are same-sex people are married to each other of the same sex. I mean, it's disgusting. It stinks in the sight of God. It's nasty, and it doesn't matter who don't like it. It's the truth. And so they don't come out of that foolishness. They're going to wind up get cast into a devil's hell, because God is not pleased with that kind of foolishness. That's an insult. He made the woman for the man, not for two men to be with each other. You ain't got to be married, but acting like another man is your spouse, and you a man. That's an insult. That's nasty. Or two women together, you know. And then they know they can't. Two men can't make a baby. Two women by themselves can't make a baby. So what do? They adopt. So what a system we got. And so God, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Psalms 9 and 17, and all the nations that forget God. Proverbs 14 and 34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So we got, and so much is going on. Communism is a subtle thing. It's been working. So even behind this COVID-19, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so we know that the one world system is setting up. So we got to be ready to get out of here, because a lot of people don't like it. I mean, the whole point is, reason why we have what we have, the stay-at-home order, to keep people away from people. And so, I mean, I've never seen nothing like this in my life, where everybody is suspect. Everybody is suspected of having the virus. So some people, they went over the top to begin with, and that is by wearing masks and gloves. And so now a lot of places, they've got, when you go out, you got to wear a mask. So, I mean, what a world we're living in. All of a sudden, everybody is got germs in them. So, I mean, so it's just more to it than what meets the eye. So men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So you got, it's like these couple of people, they're hell-bent on making a vaccine. And not only that, that's bad enough, but they think they're going to make it mandatory. They're crazy. I mean, this stuff they're putting in all of these drugs, God's going to get these people too. He is not playing. Big Pharma, I mean, they're raping people with the money that they're charging for prescription drugs. And not only that, a lot of times you get on these prescription drugs, it's just a matter of time you're gone. I know for a fact, because my late wife was a diabetic. She was on dialysis. She's on many drugs. It's a matter of time that stuff is going to take you out. So that's why that's what they try to do, all this foolishness that they're trying to put people on instead of telling people what to do, and that is to try to eat right and get exercise. They don't want to tell you that. But they put all these additives and these preservatives in food to make it last longer and they want to make money. They don't care about you. And so now all of a sudden, these people, it's like I said about this vaccine and all this stuff that's going on, they want to get rid of people. So you got to be, we're not stupid. So we see what's going on. So the thing is, you got to get ready to fly out of here. All this foolishness, they're spending money to go to the moon and talking about Mars and all that. And really, the truth of the whole matter, if you do what God says, you'll be there because you're not going to live forever in this body. I don't care how much money you got. They want to get rid of people so they can enjoy the earth. I mean, and you got to know what's going on. So he goes on here, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So you got people here talking about saving people's lives and all that. They don't even believe in God. That is a lie. There's another agenda, and we are not in the dark. If you know God, you know what God's word say, then you're not in the dark. You should know what's going on. So the curse of God against that foolishness that they're trying to shove down people's throat. The blood of Jesus against that foolishness. So he said, without natural affection, truth breakers. So all of a sudden they come up. A lot of things been happened. You know, these so-called peace treaties and all this foolishness. Like they said, it ain't worth the paper it's wrote on. You know, tell them, oh, well, don't do this. Don't shoot missiles. Don't do that. These dictators, they're doing what they want because they got hell in them, just like Pharaoh did back in the day, Moses, when he went to Pharaoh. So you got those kind of people. You got people like Nebuchadnezzar. You got the same hell spirit is in the world today, the same spirit that was in Nebuchadnezzar, the same hell spirit that was in Pharaoh, the same hell spirit that was in Herod is in the world today, which is none other than from the pit of hell, the devil and all his angels. They're working today, and they're wondering why things are happening. And then you got people, some of them are dead now. They want prayer out of the schools. And then what do the devil do? He's a double crosser. He's a piece of trash. He's a master of deception. So you take prayer out of the schools, and then that's where they go. Former students and all kinds of people, what do? They go after our children. I mean, really? Do that make sense? No, he's a double crosser. He's a thief. He came for nothing but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So there's violence in the land like it was in the days of Noah. There is perverseness in the land like it was in the days of Lot. So like they say, you know, they've sweetened it up. You know, like a homosexual is not a gay. To be gay means to be happy. But a homosexual is not a gay. A homosexual is a pervert. That's why Apostle Paul was talking about the gospel. You know, some people are perverting the gospel of Christ. They're diluting it. Some people want to be so nice, speak nice things. No, God is a God of wrath. He has wrath. He has anger. He has fury. He has indignation. He has degrees of anger. And so that's what he's going to do is pour out his wrath on this earth. Nobody's going to get away. As bad as this looks right now, everything virtually shut down. I mean, because we have international, the economy is a world economy. So the way it is right now, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be because God is the one who is in control. He is not playing. So we better get ready. So this is just a foreshadow of things to come. So all of this money they're supposed to be making available for people, then they're running out of money. And so, I mean, then it's not ours, no way, because we're broke. And so they're printing money and making money, and the deficit was $22 trillion some years ago. So God knows what the deficit is right now. And so the love of money, 1 Timothy 6:10, is the root of all evil. So you can't take it with you. So this is what people are groping and scuffling and shifting and fighting over, bumping each other out of the way over money and power. That's why Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You hate the one, cleave to the other. You hold to the one and despise the other. And he went on to say, you cannot serve God and mammon, and mammon is money. So there's so much greed going on. And so you want people to be a law-abiding citizen, and which many people are. But on the other hand, they want to control you because they have respect to person. So they want to get rid of people. So that's the master plan from the bottom of hell. And so you got people that are doing it, just like what happened to out on the island of Ghana. The people that were following Jim Jones, they literally drank the poison Kool-Aid with strychnine or whatever it had in it. 900 and some people hugged up dead from drinking poison Kool-Aid. So that's exactly about ready to happen again with this vaccine. It is out of the pit of hell, because what it's going to do is destroy people. That's why they're trying to force it down people's throat. And you got to realize what's going on, who's behind it, and they're going to try to hurry up and get it. I mean, so many things are going on. They're just pumping people full of medicine. And so God is not playing. So it's so much greed, even people laughed about. And, I mean, they don't care. Old people can't even get, they have to break a pill in half or whatever. They can't even get medicine, which the truth of the whole matter is, it's not a secret. But if the food was grown right, then the food is what they call medicine food. So that wouldn't be sickness like it is. And they really don't want to, like they said, there's one doctor, he's dead. He talked about the immune system, talked about things that will make one healthy, and then he's gone. But they don't want you, if everybody ate right and exercised, then it would be, the healthcare would be only people probably having babies. You'd be taking care of yourself, getting a checkup or whatever. No, they don't want the system fixed. It's like the so-called find a cure for cancer. Like, really? So all of a sudden now they're going to find a cure. They're going to all of a sudden make a vaccine in a year and a half, they say. But you can't find a cure for cancer. No, you don't want to find no cure for cancer either, because you don't want people to be well, because it ain't no money. If they will, it's money when they sick. When you're giving them radiation and proton and all these different treatments, all this medicine, so God gonna get them. Ain't nobody gonna get away. Once appointed on the men to die, after this the judgment. So God is not playing. He see exactly what's going on. It's because of greed. Skyrocketing prices. People can't even. They have to choose between taking their medicine and eating. So you know it's a rotten. It's a wicked, like Jesus called it, and perverse generation. So he goes on here. So there are false truth breakers. So people have done that. False accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. And so a lot of people having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Paul told Timothy, from such turn away. So people act like they love him. No, some people just going through the motions. They're going to end up getting cast into the devil's hell, because if you ain't living right, you ain't fooling nobody but yourself, because God got it all fixed. So we're going to be changed. We're going to be like him. We're not going to, former things ain't going to come to mind. So if somebody didn't make it, you're not going to be disappointed. You ain't going to be looking for nobody, because you're not going to have no disappointment, because they fooled their own crazy selves. They don't be there. Ain't going to be, where's Bishop so-and-so? Where's Apostle so-and-so? There's a whole lot of them. False prophets and false Christ shall arise, he said, and shall deceive many. So it's the truth of the whole matter, and many don't like it, and then it is what it is. It's just people just try to act like, well, everybody's a hypocrite. Ain't nobody doing right. No, God has people living right. And so, you know how people, ain't nobody doing it. Well, if you think anybody doing right, I said it. Well, you come on in here and then show us what to do. No, they ain't going to do that. So, but you got to choose for your own self. And so you got all of these people like Paul wrote here, they're having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. So a lot of people going through the motions, singing about Jesus, don't bit more know who he is, and don't want to know. They love the benefits. So you got these people, these so-called gospel singers. This one man changing clothes, just he can't sing. I mean, God is only thing God is in is he having mercy on him, and he got breath in his body, but he ain't a bit more anointed than to sing than a dog. And so I mean, it's such a shame. I mean, people are into themselves, and some God pulled a cover off of people at times. He pulls it off, and the shame of their nakedness appears. In other words, people got to see them for who they really were, like that man that went to New York and OD'd, so he got uncovered. So we have to be careful. Be who you are, and you won't be ashamed. So that's why he was saying when he talked to Timothy. So you got to love his truth. That's what the psalmist in 119 Psalm was saying. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So if you love him, like Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And this is why he told Apostle Paul, told Timothy, who was a bishop, his son in the gospel, to study to show thyself approved unto God. So this is what you're doing. When you're studying and learning, you're showing yourself approved unto God. And he goes on to say, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is what you are doing. So you won't be ashamed. And so you can, false prophets, you can call them out. You know. So they may not like it, but too bad. They are destroying souls is what they're doing. So he's going on here, this sort are they which creep in the houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins and led away with divers lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So they had false people back then, even in that day. He said, not as James and Jambres, they withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the truth. So you reprobate, you would believe a lie. If your conscience is seared with a hot iron, that means you're hit. That means you're done. If your mind is your conscience is seared with a hot iron, that means it's fried. That means you can't repent. So you don't know right from wrong, but you did it to yourself because you received not the love of the truth, like he wrote to the church at Thessalonica. You know, he's going to send them strong delusions. They should believe a lie because they didn't believe. They received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That's why he goes on to say he's going to send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie. They might be damned. So they done it to themselves. So the gospel is the savior of life unto life and death unto death. That's why he said Mark 16 and 15, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So you got to believe initially and keep on the ETH. Keep on believing. So too many times people don't. They turn cold. And so we're in the Laodicean age. The church age that we're in right now, I believe, began in 1940. And we're in the age that the Lord had absolutely nothing good to say about the church in the Laodicean age. So he was saying they're increased with goods, have need of nothing. They don't know they're naked and blind and poor and miserable. You know, counsel them that they need to anoint their eyes with eye salve, that they may see, repent, you know. And so he was saying, after all of that, I'm Revelation 3 and 20, I'm standing at the door and knock. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open to me, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. So in other words, if you repent, he will receive you. He got put out of his own church because the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not the building. So that a lot of people, they didn't learn. They've been learning for these last few weeks or so. That ain't the temple. The body is the temple that we're living in. So this is what he's coming back for. These buildings are going to still be here.
until they be destroyed. So our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So he was talking about they're going to proceed no further. Their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So he's the example. So this is why the things are written, whatsoever things are written for, Romans 15 and 4, I believe it is, he's referring back to Israel. What things were written for were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. So these things that happen, so you got to keep, so the whole thing is you don't want to have an evil heart of unbelief. That's the key. So you got to watch your own heart. So that's why the proverbial writer of Proverbs 4 and 23 said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So he goes on here, thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, as he's talking to his son Timothy, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And he goes on, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we're not suffering it like they were. They actually were tortured. A lot of things. The Apostle Paul ended up being beheaded. That was his death. When he was saying, the time of my departure is at hand, I'm ready to be offered. He was talking about Nero's chopping block. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I kept my faith, kept the faith. Then he was saying, there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. He laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not for me only, but to them, all of them also who love his appearing. But he goes on here to say, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we're suffering, people lying on us and talking about us. But, I mean, some people in the world are being tortured, even as some of the disciples and apostles were. But he goes on, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast heard, hast learned, and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture. So this man had his grandmother and his mother that brought him up, which are able, the Holy Scriptures, you known them from a child, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And he goes on, all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So thank God for that. And so we want to let people know, so we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, the same devil. So, you know, there's truth. Like we say, media don't get it all right. They are big for sensationalized things that are going on. But we are living in the last days, and the pestilence is definitely one of the signs of the last times. And that is what is going on now with this COVID-19 is pestilence. Thanks for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And like I say, the big question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? So what you need to do is to find somebody, an apostolic church, that will baptize you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And God is waiting to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, is only one God. The same God was back there in the beginning, is the same God that is in control. Now, so we thank you for listening to the truth ministry. May the Lord bless you.